Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Oh 3 4 4 4 9 9 1000. Where the hell are you, Dredge? You pop up on my screen, and then when we go to you, you bottle it. That to me is the act of a coward.
Tease, massive
it's
tease.
It's the act of a coward. Oh, Tara. Good evening, Tara. Listen to this. Tara's tweeted us. So instead of Netflix, I'm trying Talk Radio with Ian Lee and Flipping Kath. First time. Feel like a virgin.
Oh dear.
Woo! Here's the thing. The same thing happened after the jungle. Most new listeners are incredibly disappointed and don't stick around for long. So you give it a go. Here's the thing. If you don't like it, we'll be doing something different in 10 minutes. And if you don't like that, we'll be doing something completely different in 30 minutes. So kind of come and go as you please. We're on Monday to Friday, 10 till 1. Some people are kind of saying, where's the audio gone of Chris? I don't know why it got taken off the website. I don't know why it got taken off. I think that's a really bad decision. I don't know why. I'm just seeing, the reason I was pausing then, I've just seen a couple of outlets and places have posted it on. Someone's posted it on Facebook and then just written, edit. We've regrettably been told to take down the video and other posts from all sites by those at the very top. Even though clips have been played on there, there have been significant traction and the story's been covered extensively by other outlets using our content and receiving positive plaudits. You can find extracts, but not the full conversation elsewhere online. I have no idea where it's been taken down.
Can you not see it on here on Listen Again?
I thought you said it'd been taken off, didn't you?
No, the YouTube thing.
Why?
I think there's concern about how Chris might feel about it once he starts recovering. I think that's what the idea is. You know,
I hate to say it. It's kind of too late for that. It's kind of too late for that.
Yeah.
It's kind of too late for that. Is it on Listen Again? Well, okay. Maybe. Here's the thing. Because me and Kath Umdenard and talked for ages about whether it should go out as a podcast. And we decided, yeah, it should go out as a podcast. But they don't want it to go out
I've
as a podcast.
I've made it. I've got to wait until I get permission to post it.
Can I text Denny?
I've texted him and he's not responded.
Well, that's because it's not you, it's me. No, hang on.
Well, good luck with that.
Denny. Hang on a minute. Can we put this out as a podcast? You'd be nuts not to. There we go. I don't know why. This decision is above and beyond our pay grade. We were going to put it out as a podcast with like a trigger warning at the start, not to be gawkish or mawkish or exploitative, just because we felt it was kind of a really important thing to hear. I mean, it's horrendous. It's horrendous. But I think it's important that a lot of people are going to die over Christmas through their own hand. and they don't need to. There is no problem that can't be solved, and it may not be able to be solved in the way that you want it to be solved. But there is always, I think, and this is someone who has contemplated suicide seriously on 3 or 4 occasions, not quite so seriously on a load more. But I've stood in the woods and gone, right, well, if I went in there with some rope, I could do it. I've lived in a bedsit for 2 years and looked around for ligature points. But everything can be resolved to a fashion that is less painful than taking your own life. That's the thing. It really can. Particularly those around. Anyway, you know, it was, I don't know.
Samaritans are brilliant.
In it. 116-123. 116-123 is the phone number. Let's go to Josie. Good evening, Josie.
Hi.
Hi, Josie.
Right.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear you. Your phone is rubbish.
Oh. Can you hear me?
No.
I'll try ringing back and move it somewhere else in the house.
Okay.
Of course, that bit's clear as a bell.
We can hear you then.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you there. Where are you in the house now?
Well, I'm stood by the front window now.
Do not move. It must be glass. Glass must be the conductor.
I live out in the countryside, so, you know.
I know you're not, right, but you do half sound like Josie Long.
Do I?
Yeah, you really do. You do sound. Do you know Josie Long? I mean, not personally, but are you aware of her work?
No.
Oh, man. She's one of the funniest comics around. She's hilarious. And she does a brilliant radio show on Radio 4 called Shortcuts that I recommend. Everyone should listen to Shortcuts. It's like these little documentaries and little bits of audio all shoved together. And she's brilliant. And you sound like her, and you have the same first name. So there you
that's
go.
That's cool.
So congratulations.
Well done.
Go me.
That's the kind of thing that she would say.
Totally is.
That's what she would say. What can we do for you, Josie?
Well, what I was ringing up for is I just sort of heard you say about, you know, they've taken the call, you know, from Chris last night off air and everything.
Yeah.
But I was listening to her and I was in the same situation as Chris. I've done it, you know, twice now. Years ago and once at the beginning of the year.
Oh, no.
And listening to it from the other side made me realise just how scary it was for everybody. And I made a point of going over to see my friend today who helped me 3 years ago and just thanking them again. So I'm getting a bit emotional.
Yeah, that's all right. That's understandable.
You know, just thanking them again because it was so scary listening to that last night, and I realised from the other side just how scary it is. And I think, you know, when Chris, you know, does recover,
yeah,
and everything, and he listens to it, he'll realise just how much he's scared, you know, how scary it is for people to listen to that. I mean, my brother was in exactly the same situation as you. You know, he was on the phone to me, he was nowhere near me. You know, his wife was, you know, phoning the ambulance and everything. And, you know, and listening last night, it made me realise just how awful it was for them. You know, I mean, it weren't that good for me, but, you know, must have been absolutely awful.
Yeah.
You know? And it was so scary listening last night. And when I see my brother on Saturday, I'm going to give him the biggest hug again.
Oh, mate. How are you doing now, you know, head-wise?
I'm a lot better.
Yes,
a lot better. You know, I got the help and everything. So I just hope, you know, because I am in a good place. I got a little bit emotional then, but I am in a good place.
Yeah.
Sort of right now.
Well, here's the thing. We are men and women and boys and girls and, you know, people of all genders and ages. We're allowed to get a bit emotional. I had a really not a detailed chat, but I had to take a lot of phone calls today, and I must admit I got a bit sucked into looking at it spreading on Twitter. I don't know if it was ego or I don't know what it was, but I kept looking into it. I had my boys today, so I wasn't really present for them, and I had to do a couple of interviews on the phone. I spoke to Eamon Holmes and I spoke to a couple of papers. And I said to my boys, look, the reason I'm doing this is because last night we had a guy that was really sick on the show, and we thought he was dying. I didn't say that he was taking his own life. I said he was sick and he was dying. And I was able to keep him talking long enough while Kath went and got an ambulance and we managed to find him and But I also managed to sit down with them and separately, because the youngest in particular was struggling with the divorce, and say to them, look, if you ever get so sad that it hurts, just talk to someone, whether it's me or your mum or your teacher or your mate or your grandparents. If you ever get so, it's so sad that it actually hurts, just make sure you talk to someone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really fortunate that I've got a really good family around me. So, you know, I've got, you know, my kids have been fantastic, you know, sort of seeing me through the worst of my depression. And, you know, so now I'm on the climb upwards.
There we go. That's what it's all about.
That's good. But to change the subject.
Yes. I've got, just, my microphone's gone on the piss here. I don't know what's going on.
It's gone
all droopy. And I'm worried because I've tried to fix this before and then it snapped off. It's broke my banjo string.
Oh.
I think it's balanced. I mean, it's just balanced. It's balanced. There we go.
Just don't waggle it.
Well, I like to move it as part of it's my baton. Anyway, yeah, sorry, Josie. Sorry, yes.
Yeah,
apologies.
To change this, I've got a little bone to pick with Kath.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Oh,
well, good.
What have I done?
Well, I rang up last week, and you know when last week when they were sort of deciding whether Theresa May should be Prime Minister still.
Oh, right.
And I rang up and said, I was fed up with that. So I watched Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you made a flyaway comment about, you know, comparing Baby Jane to Brexit. And as I was drifting off to sleep that night, this horrible image came in my head of Boris Johnson on stage dressed up as Baby Jane.
Oh, God,
I'm so sorry. Please don't off-con me.
Yeah, singing, you know, I sent a letter to Daddy, and that was it. I was awake for the rest of the night.
Oh, wow, that would do it.
That would.
I was like, yeah.
That would.
Every time I closed my eyes, all I could see was, and I was like, oh, no, I don't want to sleep now.
Don't blame me. I'm so sorry. How can we take that away? We need to give you a nicer image.
So what I thought is I thought I'd pass the image on.
Yeah, thanks. Give it back.
Yeah.
Now you've got Ian dressed as Baby Jane. Is that any better?
Sorry?
Now you've got Ian dressed as Baby Jane.
Oh, no. I don't need that image as well.
No, exactly. No.
You'd love it. You know you'd love it.
I'll leave you that with that image and see if you.
Look, hang on a minute, Josie. No one gets off without a gift on this show. And tonight.
So put your hands out.
Tonight's gift. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is for you.
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above.
There you go. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
Tutty bye. 0344 499 1000. We've got Bill, Alistair, Michael, Hassan, Jimmy. Could be you, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative. Before we go any further, here's an advert for one of my colleagues.
No rules nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello. Did you say you wanted to talk about urns?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I thought that's what you said earlier on when you first come on.
Didn't say it's what I wanted to talk about. I said I had two news stories and one of them was urns.
All right, urns then.
What's your urn story?
I took my dog.
What's a Grecian urn?
I think that's the one they put on their head.
No, come on. You ask me what's a Grecian urn.
That's £4.06.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's the punchline to that gag, even though it should be
Drachma.
Drachma, yeah, but it's still a good gag. What's a Grecian urn? That's about £4.06.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. Here we go, Michael.
Right. Urns. I had when I had my dog cremated,
And now we're back. Now we're back, guys. This is what
New
we
listeners,
do.
This is the usual stuff.
This is what we do. We're back. We're back in the room. Yes, sir.
Right. When I had my dog cremated about 5 or 6 years ago, one very big dog, and they asked me if I wanted a communal burial.
Oh, yeah.
Or if I wanted a private burial.
Yes.
I said, well, why would I want a communal burial when
it's not a word?
And I don't want the ashes of all the other dogs.
Yes.
right? So when I had my ashes back, I think I got the ashes of a horse. Because I got that many ashes, it took about 3 shovels to spread these ashes all around. And my dog was only a little dog.
Oh,
and most of it was fur, so that would burn off. Now, you just have the skin and bone left, I suppose.
Well, but isn't most of the ash, anyway, the casket? Hello?
No.
He's having a think.
They have the ashes.
Yes.
And they put the ashes in the urn.
Well, they just put the dog in the oven without it, like, not in a coffin or anything.
No, you don't. They don't put them in a coffin. They just sort of open the door and in they go.
Well, that's very peculiar.
Humans, I reckon, when they put you in the coffin, you have these posh coffins, but they take all the handles and screw
Yeah, they take the handles off and they sell them again.
Over onto a wicker one and throw that in.
When I'm dead and gone, I'm going to get cremated in just like an old plastic bag.
Bag. I'm going to get buried at sea and you can come and dance on my grave.
Hey! I'll drown though, Michael! So what did you do? Where did you scatter the ashes?
I went over the chase where I had to take her for a walk and I just spread them over there.
That's illegal.
But I didn't even know that.
What? It's illegal. You can't just scatter ashes anywhere.
Who can't?
You can't. No one can. It's illegal. No, you can't. You've got to get permission to scatter ashes.
I used to scatter ashes off the dustbin all over the garden.
No, all right, okay. Enough of the jokes. That's what I'm here for, guys.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
I've written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above. Good evening, Jimmy.
Hello, mate. How's it going?
That's none of your business.
Sorry.
What can we do for you, James?
It's something I was contemplating calling you about quite a few times, but I figured now's the best time to do it. As many with
what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Which, I wanted to call you up a few times just to say that, like, through the past, probably the past year, basically last year, I lost my whole family. And the support that you gave to that man yesterday, it was in a different way than it was to me, but just through podcasts and having somebody mainstream media, whatever you want to call it, just to saying things where you're like, you know, like sitting there and going, you know, Ian actually gets it. Like somebody out there actually gets it. You've said some things that are, you know, really dark points of your life. And for me, I just wanted to kind of say that, like, you know, you've done an amazing thing yesterday, both of you with that guy. But like, he's not the only one. Like, I definitely, he helped me big time. And I really, really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's a big thing to say to both of us, and we both take it on board. Thank you, man.
Yeah, it means the world, man. It means the world. I really appreciate it.
How are you today? How are you this very day? With Christmas coming up next week, it's a tough old time for a lot of people. Are you all right about it? Are you digging it? Are you dreading it? What's the vibe today?
I'm not digging it, really, to be honest. I'd like to go to sleep and wake up when it was done. There is that pressure. I think what Kath said earlier, you know, there's this added pressure that you should have this perfect lifestyle, you know, that you should, this time of year, you should be renting out a log cabin and everything. You know, you should have a tree down up to the ceiling and all things like this. And just everything that comes with it. I mean, most of it is shopping. I think I get the headaches when going shopping. I think anxiety just being around massive groups of people and stuff. Yeah. And also it was this time of year when it all happened. Well, sort of, as much as it may have sounded the beginning that it was all in one go, it was basically very random, very sort of like my mother got sick randomly, stomach thing, and it turned out to be this really aggressive cancer, and she died 8 weeks later. And then 3 months after that, my dad died from emphysema, from, you know, which he'd been fighting for years and was living with, but I think, you know, broken heart kind of had a big effect on that. And then my auntie died 3 months after that. And then the one that's kind of, I would say, that has messed me the most was I found my brother. It was in December. Basically, he was on the sofa, and what had happened was he had fentanyl. It's an extremely powerful opiate. He had one of those patches, you know, the ones that deliver every hour.
Yeah,
yeah, but it had a full kind of delivered all the doses. So basically, yeah.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, and that one.
Oh, jeez.
Everything surrounding that, even the most minor of detail, the feeling of the cold smell of the air, driving on a certain road, which I drove to that night, and things like that can just transport me all the way back, you know. I'm not the type, and I'm glad I'm not, suicidal thoughts have never been a part of, you know, of my depression. I suffered with depression and anxiety before then, but this kind of depression is like, it's you know, it's a new level that is, I think the worst kind of depression, that is definitely the worst depression I've had, but I think the worst part of it is, what makes it so hard is when you don't understand it, when you're having a good day and not even a flashback or anything has brought you down to the ground. You just go to the low for no reason. I think that confusion is what makes it so bad. And that is the part there, I think, where you've said things before and I'm like, okay, this is not just some new level that I've only achieved, you know, like I've got past the final boss of depression and it turns out there's a bonus challenge. Like it's not like that. It's just like everybody else gets this. It's the confusion of it. And I think, it's
Can I go off on going back ever so slightly from away from the depression thing, but going back to the death thing, right?
Yeah, of course.
When my dad died, right, and I had a very strange relationship with my dad. We didn't get on for years, and then towards the end we made peace, and then he got ill and died again, right? He died and abandoned me again, right? But here's the thing that no one tells you about, right? When someone really, really, really close to you dies. And since then, I've heard a few people mention it. I heard someone mention it on a play in Radio 4 the other day. The growl you make. Do you know the howl? The howl you make when you're crying. Yeah. Did you get that?
I got that.
It's an animal. You had that, Kath? Because we've all had people close to us. It's like a wolf. It's like an animal howl. There's no other word. I've never heard any noise like it before. And it was coming out of my throat because I was in so much pain and was crying, and it was incredible. And no one talks about the howl, but it's really common when if it's someone that close to you. Do you have that then, Jim?
Yeah, I had it. What happened with me was I've had it where I've pulled all the muscles in my stomach.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
you know, like guttural. I had it with mum and with dad. I did cry, but I held it together to a certain extent with the thought of, you know, you've got to be one of the people who's holding it together at this point, you know. And but with my brother, what happened was I lost the thing that happened. You know, when you see in films when something like that happens and you see somebody fall to the ground.
Yeah.
Now, that's what happened. I completely lost my legs. And I cried. It's like what you're saying. It's not. It's almost like you can't describe it as a cry. It's like some sort of feeling that comes from the deepest, darkest part of every part of you that just creates this. I don't even know what it sounded like.
Into the floor as well. Not immediately. This was like maybe it was even a different day. I'm not sure. Yeah. But the fall into the floor on my knees. Just this roar coming from
horrific,
your gut,
man. Horrific.
No one mentions it, and I think people should, because it terrified me. It terrified my wife as well.
I bet it did. I mean, the thing is, I don't know if this happened to you, but what was happening to me was where my legs had gone, I was getting it days after, and it stopped after a few weeks, where I'd just be making a cup of tea or something. I'd get a little flashback, and my legs would just start to go. They wouldn't go. Yeah. But I'd feel it, and when I spoke to the doctor about it, he said, you know, it's a PTSD thing, it's to do with shock. It's the same mechanism that when you get in a car crash and you black out, it's a protection thing, you know, like a built-in sort of shutdown thing. And that part of it really, really messed me up, man. And it messed me up to the point of, I think it was because, you know, as much as you know your parents are going to go, when they do go, it's such a shock and such a hard hitting thing. But me and him was in it together, you know, we was very close, and we held each other up through the whole thing. And, you know, even through the point of being broke and trying to get money to give a funerals and working it out. And, you know, we went to complete rock bottom to make sure everything was done right. And to lose that, to lose him, you know, was like, and even now, it's just everything about him. And, you know, I don't know if you have this with your dad. My brother is one of these people. A lot of people look like him.
Right, yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of people, man. Like, but some people, there's a few that look exactly like him. And I get really fixated on, a few images of people that look like him and think, what's going on here? And I think you kind of cry out for there to be a sign of some
sort. You're always looking for a sign, looking for a meaning. It's got to be a sign that there is some point to this. I have to say, my dad was a tall, fat old man with white hair. There's loads of them around. Mm-hmm. And I would see him I see him now, years later. I see him drive, you know, pull up in a car next to me. Oh, it's my dad. Oh, no, it's not. He's dead.
You find yourself staring at strangers, don't you? Like, it might be just a small thing. I remember standing behind this guy when my granddad died very suddenly.
Yeah.
And it's not as bad, you know, when they're older, it's not as bad and not as shocking. Of course it isn't. But standing behind this guy in a queue and staring at his ears. His ears were exactly the same as my granddad's, you know, in the back of his neck. And I kind of couldn't stop looking because he was there for a second, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
But at the same time, you know it's not, and it's heartbreaking. It's just the strangest thing.
All right, Jimmy, listen, we've got to move on. Nice to talk to you, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. And we can get through next week, man. We can do this.
Big things, man. Big things.
Big things. Speak to you soon, fella. Take care.
Nice one, man. Take care.
Bye bye. We're off next week. We're here tomorrow. We're off next week, then we're back the week after. Business as per usual from Monday. And Monday is New Year's Eve, I think. Monday the 31st of December. We're back. We're back in the New York groove. 03444991000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There we go. Let's go to Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Correct order.
Well, I have to, don't I, with you?
Yes, you do.
You don't have to do anything,
yes, you
Susan.
Do.
Resist.
Resist.
I don't mind.
Well, rejoice, rejoice. We have no choice but to carry on.
Hey, it's nice to hear a little giggle from you, Susan. You all right today?
Yes, thank you, darling. I wanted to say to both of you, thank you very much for being sweet to me last night. You were both very, very sweet to me, and it meant a lot to me. You were very, very patient and sweet. And after the particularly with the dilemma of the poor gentleman, Chris, you know, and I just think you had a lot on your plates last night. But you mustn't... You mustn't worry about Chris now, because you did your part. You did it beautifully, as we all know. And Chris is now hopefully in the hands. I'm sure he's in very capable hands. And you mustn't worry now, because there's nothing more you can do.
Will you shut your stomach up, Catherine Boyle?
My stomach is answering you.
It is disgusting. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Susan. But I can't stop thinking about him. But, of course, I know that makes sense.
I know, darling. I know. But you know, you behaved beautifully. You saved Chris last night. We all love you for it. By the way, I love you both very much. I had
have you taken a pill or something? What's going on with you?
No, I had problems with loving Ian. But now I love Ian, but I love Catherine even more, because Catherine, you know, she's just a bit
nicer.
Sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sweet.
And look, I don't
but
care.
I
don't
Ian.
Care.
I,
shut up.
I love you.
Shut up.
I do love you.
I'll be quiet. I don't care. You can insult me as long as the day is long, and I don't care, because I'm above both of you spiritually. I'm probably going to get an OBE for my recent actions.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
You,
I won't talk to you,
please.
I think I'm going to get sacked, and he's going to get like knighted.
Yep.
No, no, because you both pulled together, and you both.
What?
Are very
who you been talking to? Who have you, unless you've got pictures, you retract that immediately.
Yeah, well, you did. You, Catherine did stuff in the background while you kept Chris talking.
Oh, I thought you meant, sorry, tugging each other off.
God.
Hello? Hello?
His mind is in the gutter, Susan.
Hello, can you hear me? Is this working?
That's wishful thinking on Ian's part, isn't it?
Totes.
Never mind. He's a healthy male, and he's with a very
healthy male
lady.
Very healthy male.
You're working with a very attractive young lady.
Recognise.
No. The young lady
normal.
Works in the office, leaves before the show starts. So, no. Oh, meow!
Saucer of milk, table 3. Ooh, how girlish. I love it.
So what do you want me to name a subject and I'll talk about it, Ian?
How about the how to say goodbye?
You always want to get rid of me. I love you, but you know.
Yeah. Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Good evening, Lee. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, Alan.
Good. Oh.
Yes. Yes, what?
How come you got that and everyone else gets none of your business?
Well, because this is nice. Alan is a nice guy.
Okay, you're the chosen one, Alan.
And
enjoy
I've forgotten because I'm tired.
Thank you very much.
What you got for us, Big Al?
Well, I thought I'd just say Happy Christmas to both of
you. No!
Whoa!
What? How does the song go? We wish you a...
Merry Christmas.
Right, so what do you say?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, I accept that. I will not accept a happy Christmas.
Take,
I will not
take
accept a happy Christmas.
And show me where the sun don't shine.
Well, that's it. How are you, Kathy? Are you okay?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
That's good. I'm just on the motorway at the moment, just going up to Birmingham, deliver, and then back to the depot.
What are you carrying tonight, Alan, or is it top secret?
just food products.
Fruit products, you say?
Percy Pigs.
Food. Yeah. Food going up to Tesco.
I won't be Percy Pigs. You'll be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mate!
That's the one.
Woo!
How big's your vehicle?
About 40-foot trailer on the back end.
Woohoo!
What the heck?
You go steady in that, that's a big one.
Hey, still a big one.
Boom, boom!
Boom, boom!
Thank you, Alan. Tatty bye. He shouldn't be driving.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.